You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
4WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development has announced that there are 3,049,500 total non-farm jobs in the state, according to May's preliminary estimates from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Preliminary employment estimates showed Wisconsin's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate remained the same at 3.3% over last month, which is 0.9 percentage points below the national unemployment rate of 4.2%. The state's labor force participation rate ticked down to 65.3% in May, while the national rate decreased slightly to 62.4%, marking Wisconsin's participation rate 2.9 percentage points above the rest of the nation. Wisconsin's labor force decreased by 7,700 over the month and 9,400 over the year. The number of people employed decreased 8,400 over the month to 3,058,300 employed, down 20,300 over the year. Total non-farm jobs decreased by 1,000 over the month and increased by 14,600 over the year. Development of a new tool designed to detect wildfires at the University of Wisconsin-Madison could face delays due to federal funding cuts. According to a WPR report, the Next Generation Fire System uses artificial intelligence and real-time satellite images to track the spread of wildfires. Officials say the funding delays are the result of a review of National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration contracts by the Trump administration. The federal agency partnered with the Cooperative Institute for Meteorological Satellite Studies at UW-Madison to develop the tool. AAA projects 72.2 million Americans will travel domestically during the Independence Day holiday period, Saturday, June 28th to Sunday, June 6th. This represents an increase of 1.7 million travelers over last year and 7 million more than in 2019. Wisconsin travel is expected to reach historic levels, with nearly 1.6 million Wisconsinites hitting the road, skies, and rails. That's up almost 44,000, or 2.8% from last year. More than 1.47 million Wisconsinites will take a road trip, nearly 59,000 Wisconsinites will fly domestically, and 100,181 Wisconsinites will take buses, trains, or cruises. Motorists should expect heavy road congestion on Wednesday, July 2nd and Sunday, July 6th. The busiest times will be afternoons, while mornings offer the best escape from traffic. Drivers should remain alert for construction delays, crashes, and severe weather. AAA reminds all motorists to slow down, move over for emergency responders assisting roadside travelers. Given the stress often involved in buying a car in person, many dealers are figuring out ways to simplify the process by moving it online. One main perk of purchasing a car online is that there is less emotion involved. It's easier to stay detached when chatting with someone remotely, and this could help you make a clear-headed purchase. Also, any discussion you have about pricing or financing generally comes through email, which means you have everything in writing and can thoroughly review the terms without a salesperson nearby. You can make this significant spending decision on your own time, even after regular business hours. The 11th Annual Gospel to Haiti Benefit will be held Friday and Saturday at the Richland County Fairgrounds. A traditional fresh Southern Mississippi catfish fry and barbecue chicken dinner will be served Friday night from 4 to 8. A drive-through option is also available for those unable to stay. Darwin Hostetler is an organizer of the event.
Drive up there and someone will come out to them and find out if they, you know, how many meals they want. Do they want chicken or do they want fish? And do they want, you know, they want one? Do they want, some people come and take five of them home for their, you know, for their family for supper or whatever, you know, and then they'll bring it right to the car and they leave again. And everything is, all of the meals are by donation. We don't have a set fee.
Friday night will also feature a flower auction, a bake sale, children's activities, and more.
On Friday evening, we'll start auctioning at 5:30. and we'll go to 6:30. Then we'll have a break there with a mission presentation and a singing presentation. And then at 7:30, we'll continue with the auction again. There's a cashier's building that's close to the show barn. They just follow the crowd by that point, and they can get a number there and bid by number. You know, is how it works, just like a normal auction. The number is good for Saturday as well.
A benefit auction will be held Saturday beginning at 9, featuring refurbished antique tractors, a shed, lawn and garden tools, lawn furniture, household furniture, and much more. Food and refreshments will also be available Saturday. For more information on Gospel to Haiti and the benefit, go to gospeltohaiti.org or call 608-415-3474. Today's forecast calls for decreasing clouds with a high around 78 and a low tonight around 59. The 13th annual Thunderfest, an all-day independent celebration in Crosscut Park in Richland Center, will be held Saturday beginning at 11. There will be food trucks, children's games, bounce houses, and bands playing from noon to midnight. Mick Cosgrove is an organizer of Thunderfest.
We're going to start the day off with Kelly Long and his accompaniment, which they go by Long Gone Henry Band. They're going to open the day, and then at 1:30, the Jammers come to the stage, and this will be the first time the Thunderfest stage. They featuring John Gielig on the bass, and we had them at the Richland Center City Auditorium recently, and they were a crowd pleaser. We had a lot of folks saying, bring them back. And so they do a great job, and we're looking forward to having John and his group up on the stage at 1:30. They play then at 3 o'clock, Annie and the Crush, which is Annie Christopher, who's no stranger to music stages throughout Southwest Wisconsin. Then at 4:30, and back by popular demand, is the Three Souls Band. They'll always bring great music and great oldies that you just can't help but it's an amazing group, and how three guys can make that work like that is just really well. They do a great job. 6:20, we're excited to bring the Madison area, the Omega Project, and these guys will tell you they play a little bit of rock, a little bit of roll, a little bit of blues, but a whole lot of soul. Our closer then at 8:10 starts as a headliner. We haven't had them for a few years, but we've had them in the past, and they're no stranger. It's High Mileage, Spanky, LaVon Felton, a Richland Center native, and Jesse Peckham, also from Richland Center, and they know how to make the classics come alive on that stage. And they'll take us right to the fireworks then and close the evening.
Visit the Thunderfest Facebook page for more information. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
The Bucks draft a big man. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Basketball, the Milwaukee Bucks use their second-round pick to add Bogoyub Markovic, 19 years old, a forward and a top player in Serbia, 6'11", but just 217 pounds, assistant general manager Milt Newton. And how long the Bucks have had their eye on Markovic?
Well, actually, we've been on him for the last 4 or 5 years. They were very high on him. Obviously, a little bit thinner right now. Got to get stronger, put on some more weight, but we've been on him for the last 4 or 5 years.
The Bucks also signed Alabama's Mark Sears to a two-way deal. Meanwhile, a lot of excitement across the state that Milwaukee's Con Knipple, after just 1 year at Duke, went as high as fourth overall in the draft to Charlotte. Knipple says he met with the Hornets in Chicago last month.
Yeah, I mean, having the interviews at the combine and then in my visit there with the team. And so I'm super glad they pulled the trigger, and I can't wait to be a Hornet.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Put on your seatbelts, folks, for this weekend's new theatrical releases. The biggie is F1, the movie. Racing fans will love it for its high-octane action Formula One racing scenes, and those who think Brad Pitt is dreamy will like it because Brad Pitt plays a race car driver. The film is being called Top Gun on Wheels and is reviewing in the mid to high 90th percentile on Rotten Tomatoes. Audiences seem to be digging the film as well. If you're up for a horror flick sequel about AI going rogue and turning into a killer, check out Megan 2. The first installment, you guessed it, Megan, made $180 million worldwide on just a $12 million production budget. The film is reviewing in the low 60s on Rotten Tomatoes, but still fresh. If you're in the mood for a dark comedy drama, check out Sorry Baby, the latest film from A24 Studios. Let's go to the movies. We are about halfway through the year, so Variety has just released its 10 best movies of the year so far. There is one surprise on the list, but mostly it's been the go-to films that we've talked about on a nightly basis on Nightlight, including Spy Thriller, Killer, Black Bag, Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, which may or may not be the last of the franchise, Sly Lives, which is a fantastic documentary on Hulu about Sly and the Family Stone founder Sly Stone. A couple surprises are a film that is just opening this weekend called Sorry Baby, a drama about a college professor dealing with the aftermath of sexual assault. 28 Years Later also made the list, which you can see in theaters currently. Ryan Coogler's vampire thriller Sinners is on the list, and that's no big surprise. What was surprising about the list was the film Alto Nights, starring Robert De Niro as two gangsters. The film was sort of universally panned by critics. Variety has it on the list, so it might be worth a watch. Happy viewing. You gotta love the Reacher series. They are hard at work on season 4 already and rarely make their audience wait too long between seasons. Barry star Christopher Rodriguez Marquette will join the cast for season 4, taking over the role of a small-town cop vacated by Jay Baruchel, who left the show to attend to personal matters. Season 4 of the Netflix show is scheduled to drop sometime in 2026. Martin Freeman might be the hardest-working man in show business, and he's a pretty darn good actor, too. The Hobbit star has agreed to join the cast of The Adam Trials, a psychological thriller directed by River Wild filmmaker Ben Kitai. Young Sheldon's Ian Armitage will also be part of the cast. The plot follows two parents who will do anything to save the life of their terminally ill son, but with unexpected side effects. The project is still in the early stages of production, so stay tuned.
Mostly cloudy today, although we will see a little sun trying to peek in later this afternoon. Our high in the mid to upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to 59 tomorrow. Mostly sunny, high of 86 with a few scattered thunderstorms late tomorrow night into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 72.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.